This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Techies for Tenants have created an application called HeatSeek, created by students at a coding academy that allows tenants to record and report the temperature in their homes to ensure that landlords don't skimp on the heat. There's also the Displacement Alert Project, built by a coalition of affordable housing groups that maps out buildings and neighborhoods at risk of displacement. Frank Scott Jr. has been elected Little Rock's next mayor. Based on statewide North Carolina jury selection records, the Jury Sunshine Project discovered that prosecutors remove about 20% of African Americans available in the jury pool, compared with about 10% of whites. Defense attorneys, seemingly in response, remove more of the white jurors, 22%, than black jurors, 10%, left in the post-judge and prosecutor pool. Prosecutors in urban areas, which tend to have larger minority populations, remove non-white jurors at a higher rate than prosecutors do in other parts of the state. Judges also remove black jurors for cause about 20% more often than they remove available white jurors. A bipartisan group of senators are convinced that Saudi Arabia's crown prince ordered the killing of Jamal Khashoggi in Istanbul after their briefing from the CIA. The attorney generals for Maryland and the District of Columbia issued subpoenas for financial records and other documents from as many as 13 of President Trump's private entities as part of an ongoing lawsuit alleging that his business violates the Constitution's ban on gifts or payments from foreign governments. The World Resources Institute says that the world would need to provide 56% more calories in 2050 than they did in 2010 if farmers and ranchers met that demand by clearing away more forests and other ecosystems for cropland and pasture, as they have often done in the past. They would end up transforming an area twice the size of India, all of which would worsen climate change. AFGE, the Federal Employees Union, has challenged the administration's withdrawal of official time for bargaining and grievances in federal court. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 and our labor union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.